今天晚上我们来学习马太文第六章。
Tonight we will be studying Matthew chapter 6.
马太五章到七章就是山上的宝训。
Matthew chapter 5 chapter 5 to 7 is the Sermon on the Mount.
这是一般有的人说这是天国的宪法了。
And people say that this is the way to the heavenly kingdom, and this is the way things are done in heaven.
所以这是进到神的国里面呢，要守的最基本的道理。
And so these are the basic things that you have to observe if you are to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们看第六章。
Let's take a look at chapter 6.
第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
说你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前。故意叫他们看见，若是这样，就不能够得你们天父的赏赐了。第二节
，verse two，
所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒伪善的人在会堂和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我是在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。所以你施舍的时候，不要。叫左手做到右手所做的，要叫你的施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。马太福音的六章一节到十八节是讲到善行善的时候啊，他要在暗中行，得到神的祝福。
This passage here tells us that we should do our good deeds in secret so that we can have God's blessings.
十九节以下是叫我们要倚靠神，不要倚靠财宝。
And this is recorded in verse 1 to 18. And verse 19 onward talks about relying on God and not on material things.
这里讲到说我们要多多行善。
So this passage tells us that we should do acts of righteousness.
但是善行不要行在人的面前。
But when we do these acts, we shouldn't do them before men.
而是行在暗中啊，让神来看，神来祝福。
But rather, we should do them in secret so that God will see us and bless us.
因为文士、法利赛人呐，他们在表面上做了很多的善行。
Because the Pharisees and the teachers of the law did many superficial good deeds.
但是他们的动机啊不正确，所以不能够得到神的赏赐。
But because their motives were incorrect, they were unable to be rewarded by God.
因为他们故意啊，将所行的善啊到处吹号，到处宣扬，啊，从人那里得到称赞，得到荣耀。
God was not pleased with them because whenever they did any good deeds, they would blow the trumpet and announce it to everybody to let everyone know that they were doing something good.
所以施舍啊，行善，目的是要爱心来帮助人。
The purpose of doing something good is to show your love towards others.
假使不是出于真正的爱心啊，这样的善行就没有什么益处。
If what you are doing is not out of love, then it is not beneficial to you.
所以在哥林多前书十三章里面讲到说啊
，In First Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us，
有的人虽然说啊行善事啊，甚至叫自己的身体都被人家焚烧了，说如果不是出于爱啊，也没有什么价值。
So some people even give their lives for the saving of others, but if there is no love, then it is useless.
所以施舍是要出于诚心啊，真正的爱心呐、啊，才有它的价值。
So when you do good deeds, it must be done in sincerity and with love in order to be valuable.
不是为着要得到别人的荣耀，或者是得到其他的目的。
And you should not do good deeds in order to gain the honor from men or for any other motivations.
假使像眼帘一样啊，一方面行善啊，然后一方面啊扩大宣传自己的善行啊，这是一种表演呐、啊，这是假冒伪善的动作。
When you do good deeds and you advertise your good deeds to everybody, this is an act of hypocrisy.
所以我们看到现在有些人啊，他们故意行善啊，有时候就把他们的标志啊都显明出来。
We see these days sometimes when people do charitable acts, they let everyone know.
有的说啊，我们教会有时候做善事啊，大家都不知道，我们是不是可以效法他们呢、啊？大家都穿一个真的是教会的衣服啊，出来行善。
And so, sometimes when our church does good deeds, no one knows about it. And so the suggestion was to wear True Jesus Church t-shirts whenever we were out doing charitable acts. But But in actuality, we don't actually have to do this.
我们不一定说要用一个我在耶稣教会的招牌啊出去行善。 我们信徒啊，在我们生活当中啊，你就尽量去行善事。
We don't have to carry a large sign whenever we, as a church, do anything good.
借着这样来荣耀神的名。
We should do good deeds in our daily lives, and in this way, glorify God.
所以有的行善啊，他目的是要显扬自己。
Some people do good deeds in order to bring glory to themselves, and this is wrong.
我以前还没有当传道的时候，在台南的教会当负责人。
Before I was a full-time pastor, I was a council member in Tainan.
那个时候啊，有一对姐弟啊，因为他们在火车站捡到传单，啊就来教会了。一个姐姐跟一个弟弟两个哈。
There is a brother and a sister, and they found our flyer in the train station and came to church.
这一对姐弟啊，讲起来很可怜。
This brother and sister are actually quite pitiful.
因为他们家族有一种遗传的病啊，就是肌肉萎缩。
And they have a genetic disease which
肌肉哈，这个肌肉会慢慢的萎缩啊，然后到了大概三十几岁的时候啊。
And the condition is that their flesh or their bodies would kind of shrink inwards, and by the time they're 30, they would shrink completely and die.
父母亲啊，都已经不在了。
And so their parents had already passed away.
后来他们来信主受洗。
Later on, they came to believe in the Lord and were baptized.
因为他们大概快二十岁的时候啊，身体就那种病状就开始发作。
And when they were almost 20 years old, they started showing symptoms of this disease.
他没有办法工作。
And so they were unable to work.
生活上有点困难。
And this posed a difficulty.
当然，教会的弟兄姊妹啊，大家都捐钱。
And so the brothers and sisters in church started a fund.
有一个姐妹就负责保管啊，每个月啊，特别供应这个家庭的需要。
And a sister would be in charge of this fund, and every month they would help pay for the expenses.
其实我们教会已经帮助他相当长一段时间，但是都没有讲。
And in actuality, the church had helped them for quite some time, but no one said anything about it.
后来有一个教会的人啊，知道了。And
later on, someone in church found out about this.
他们就送给他一个轮椅，然后请记者来照相，把它登在报纸上。And
so this believer got a wheelchair and sat them in it, and then took a picture for the newspaper.
表示说啊，他们做了很多的善行。
And his purpose was to show that the church did a lot of good things for these people.
主耶稣就讲说，这样把善行行出来，故意吹号、敲锣打鼓，怕人家不知道，说这样已经得到人的赏赐，就没有办法从神那里得赏赐。
But Jesus says, when you do good deeds before men and you announce them with trumpets, then you have already received your reward from men, and you will not get a reward from your Father in heaven.
所以我们要暗中行善。
So we should do our good deeds in secret.
我们不要说我行了善事一定要得到报偿。
We shouldn't, when we do something good, we shouldn't expect a reward.
虽然你行的善事啊，那就要把它忘掉。
Whenever you do something good to someone else, you should forget about
it. 但是别人对我们的好处啊，人家对我们身上所行的善事，我们不要忘掉。
But when people do good unto us, we should not forget their kindness.
不要，因为我们做了一点善事啊，常常我一天到晚都这一直讲，我做什么做什么，这样就失掉了赏赐了。We
shouldn't go around bragging about all the good things we've done. That is not correct.
虽然你暗中行，你不自己不去提起来，但是主耶稣不会忘记掉的。Even
though your good deeds may be done in secret and you don't tell people about it, but Jesus notices it.
主耶稣说啊，你就是因为义人的名字，把一杯凉水给小组里面的一个喝。
Jesus said that if, for the sake of righteousness, you give a cup of water to the least of one of you,
你也不能够不得赏赐。
You will definitely receive a reward.
虽然一杯凉水看起来是很不值钱啊，很小的事情。
Even though a glass of cold water seems to be very trivial.
但是对一个围着的人，一个卑微的小孩子。
But to someone who is tired and to a young child.
你出于诚心啊，做了这个动作，把一杯水给他喝。
and you, out of your sincere heart, poured a cup of water for this child.
所以你所做的主就纪念，主就一定赏赐给你。
The Lord will certainly remember your act of kindness and will reward you.
所以行善啊，要真诚。
So whenever you do a good deed, it must be done in sincerity and must be done out of love.
但是要暗中做，你不必宣扬。
But these things should be done in secret and unannounced.
那这样天父一定会报答你。
And in doing so, your heavenly Father will certainly
reward you. 因为圣经里面常常有这样的经节啊。
There are many verses like this in the Bible.
说我们行善不要伤志。 说行善啊，不要灰心啊。
The Bible reminds us that when we do good things to other people, we should not be discouraged.
因为末世啊，真的不好的事情越来越多啊。有时候我们想要行善，但是遭遇到一些不如意的事情啊，或者一些阻挡啊，我们就想要算了算了，就不要做了。
As we reach the end of the days, we may find many things that make us cynical and don't want to perform good to others.
但是我们不要说因为有一些阻挡，我们就不做。
But we should not refrain from doing good just because of these
barriers.
Whenever you have an opportunity to do something good, do it.
他说到有一天啊，时候到了就会有收成。
Because when the day comes, then what you have sown will be reaped.
因为你在行善，说好像在撒种一样。
When you are doing good deeds to other people, it's like sowing a seed.
早上撒种，晚上撒种。
If you sow in the morning and you sow in the evening.
既然你有撒种啊，有一天啊，突然间。 花芽成长结果啊,
as long as you sow the seed, one day these seeds will grow and bear fruit.
你也不晓得说，哎，这我到底什么时候撒的？ 但是你有撒种啊，就会结果。
Perhaps you may not remember when you sow the seed, but because you did sow it, it will grow and bear fruit.
所以箴言里面说啊， 你有行善的机会啊，你不要让它错过了。
So in Proverbs it tells us that if we have an opportunity to do good, do not lose this opportunity.
就要赶快向那个配得的人啊，赶快向他行。
Be sure to perform this good unto others.
那所谓行善的机会啊，就是说你有力量可以行善事。
An opportunity to do good others means that you have the ability to do it.
也有那些有需要的人需要你帮助。
And of course, there's some recipient who needs your help.
这样就构成一个行善的机会。
And so this becomes an opportunity for you to be charitable.
我们有一个老长老啊，他行了很多善事。
There is an old elder who did many good things.
因为他神赐福他，他事业相当成功。
Because God blessed him, his business was very successful.
他说啊，我这个是从社会起来，所以我要用在社会上。
He says that he has acquired this wealth from society, and therefore he will use this money and as a service to society.
所以他办了很多的慈善事业。
So he started many charitable organizations.
他说很受人敬重。
And people respected him for his.
尤其我们教会早期啊，山地的教会，信徒很贫穷。
In the early days, the Aborigine churches were very poor.
他们有什么困难就去找他。
And whenever they had any difficulties, they would look up this elder.
主要有人开口啊，这个长老从来没有让人失望。
As long as someone asked him, he would never disappoint them.
有一个传道者就问这个长老啊。
One day, a pastor asked this elder.
你怎么知道说他需要你帮助？
How do you know that those who come to you actually need your help?
他说啊，主要他开口啊，我就给他。 因为我做得到啊。
The elder replied, as long as this person asks me, I will certainly do it for them because I am able to.
因为我不愿意啊，失掉一个行善的机会。
Because I'm not willing to lose an opportunity to be kind to somebody.
所以这是我们值得学习的。
So this is an attitude that we ought to imitate.
常常施手帮助人。
So that we can often stretch our hand out and help other people.
但是行善啊，不要宣扬。
But whenever you are kind,
do not
announce it to everyone, but rather do it in secret.
鉴察人的神啊，他是显明一切奥秘事的神。
Because God examines all of us and he reveals the hidden.
他不会说啊，把你所行的善事忘记掉。
He will not forget the good you have done to others.
我们再来看第五节，第二章第五节。Let's
continue to read Matthew chapter 6, verse 5.
说你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们， 他们已经得了他们的赏赐。第六节。
Verse 6.
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看必然报答你。这里讲到说啊，我们的祷告也是在暗中啊向神祷告。
These two verses tell us that we ought to pray in secret.
那意思就是说啊，不必故意哈啊，在人的面前祷告给人看呐，来得到人的称赞。
That is to say, we shouldn't deliberately pray in front of other people so that people will see our fervent prayer and praise us.
因为当时的法利赛人他们就是这样，故意在那个群众很多的地方啊啊，在众人面前表示很虔诚。
Because this is what the Pharisees did. They would go into a place with lots of people and pray to show their sincerity.
啊，目的是要得到别人的夸耀称赞。
The purpose was to have people praise them.
啊，耶稣说啊，这样他们已经得到赏赐了，没有办法从天父那里得赏赐。
Jesus said that people who do this have received the reward in full and will not be rewarded by the Father.
所以我们的祷告啊，要进到内屋里面。
But when we pray, we should go into the inner room.
啊，关上门。
And close the door.
啊，这个进到内屋里面啊，有两层的意义。
There are two significances to entering the inner room to pray.
一个就是说，你故意，你就是祷告的时候，你进到那个关在房子里面，啊，不是在众人面前，你暗中祷告神呢。
One significance is that you have deliberately placed yourself in a place away from the multitude to pray in secret to God.
啊，另外一个意义啊，就是说在灵里面进到那个属灵里面心灵的隐秘处啊，用心灵来跟神相交了。
Another meaning is spiritually you enter the most inner place in your heart and communicate intimately with God.
啊，这是一种叫做隐秘处的灵交了。
And so this is a very intimate, secret, spiritual communication with God.
因为在房间里面祷告的时候啊，因为没有外面的争吵，你可以比较专心。
Because when you are in an isolated room, you are not distracted by the things outside, and so you can concentrate.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，他啊来慕道很长一段时间。
There was a brother who, before he believed, came to seek the truth for quite some time.
他觉得说道理很好，但是啊，他觉得祷告不太习惯。
He felt that the truth was very good, but he could not get used to the way we pray.
经过了三年。
And after 3 years.
所以每一次啊，我们祷告的时候，他就跑出去。
Every time we, the congregation would pray in tongue, he would leave.
后来有一个工人勉励他说：“你要祷告去体验神。”
But a worker of God encouraged him, saying that he should pray to experience God.
啊，他就跟着跪下去祷告，就得圣灵了。
And so he followed everyone and prayed, and he received the Holy Spirit.
啊，既然听到了一段时间，现在又得圣灵了，他就受洗。
And since he had been seeking the truth for some time and he received the Holy Spirit, he decided to be baptized.
没想到受洗完你又回来，哇，圣灵不见了。
And unexpectedly, after he was baptized, he discovered that the Holy Spirit had left him.
啊，因为他已经体会到圣灵的滋味了，所以圣灵不见了，很着急。
And since he has experienced how wonderful the Holy Spirit was, he was very nervous.
回到家的时候，就把门关着啊，锁在里面，自己拼命的祷告。
And so when he went home, he immediately locked himself into the room and prayed and prayed.
啊，告诉家人说，你们都不要吵我。
And he told his family members, don't bother me.
啊，后来祷告了一个星期以后啊，主耶稣又把圣灵赐给他。
After he prayed in such a manner for a week, Lord Jesus gave him the Holy Spirit.
所以在房间里面呢，在内屋里面祷告，可以专心。
So when you are praying in a room that's closed off from the rest of the world, you can concentrate.
啊，但是更重要的就是我们的内心里面啊，跟神啊啊，保持密切的属灵交通。
But more importantly, we want to have an intimate spiritual communication with God.
虽然有时候人很多啊，或者是周围啊环境啊，虽然有时候不是很适合祷告的地方。
Perhaps around us there may be many people and noises and distractions and may not be an ideal place to pray.
但是不管什么样的环境啊，我们的内心里面呢、啊，都能够安静下来，在我们心中跟神交通。
But no matter the circumstance around us, we should calm our hearts down so that we can communicate deeply with God.
啊，这样的祷告也是非常有功效的。
And such a prayer is also very effective.
就是心灵隐秘处的 交通的祷告。
And so this is an intimate, heart-to-heart prayer with God.
所以这里讲到的就是说，不要故意啊，来在众人面前祷告，让人来称赞你说你很虔诚了。
So this passage tells us not to deliberately pray in front of people so that people can praise you for your fervency toward God.
要紧是我们把我们的心啊放在神的面前，在神的面前倾心吐意。
But rather, the important part is that we should place our hearts bare before God and communicate to Him heart to heart.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
说你们祷告不可像外邦人啊，用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可笑话他们，因为你们没有祈求以先啊，你们所需要的，你们的父已经知道了。这里讲到说，不要用很多啊。重复的话。
Here it tells us not to babble when we pray.
有的人说啊，我们怎么一直念哈利路亚，一直重复呢
？But then people may say, well, you just keep saying hallelujah, hallelujah, isn't that babbling?
啊，这里所谓的重复的话，不是说啊，不可以像哈利路亚这样一句一句一直反复啊。
When they say babbling here, they're not referring to repeatedly saying hallelujah.
原来的意思就是说啊。你不必啊讲很多啦空洞没有意义啊唠唠叨叨的话一大堆啦。
What they mean by babbling, just saying a whole bunch of miscellaneous irrelevant things when you pray.
虽然讲了很多很多的话，但是不是出于内心的一些话语啊，那没有作用啊。
Perhaps you may say a whole bunch of words, but they don't mean anything, and then it becomes ineffective.
所以所谓的许多重复的话，就是讲的没有意义的话语。
So when it says babble, it means when you say things that are not, that are without meaning.
好像人家在念经啊，有口无心呐、啊。不知道念经哦。那个和尚在念经，锵锵锵，一直念那个。
Like some Buddhist chanting that seems to be very loud and distracting.
我最近去那个去英国哈。
Recently I went to the United Kingdom.
后来有机会去看几个教堂呢。
And I had an opportunity to visit several churches.
我们也经过那个德国科隆那个有一个教堂啊，是世界上最高的。
And in Germany, I saw a cathedral that was the tallest in the world.
然后我们就把它爬上去，爬到最上面。
And so we climbed the stairs to the very top.
啊，那边是看起来风景是很美啦。
And from the top, the scenery looked very nice.
还有那一天早上啊，他们刚好做礼拜。
And as it turned out that morning, they were having a worship.
那是天主教教堂。
And this was a Catholic cathedral.
他们的牧师啊，就是他们神父啊，就拿一个东西啊，就大家念，跪着念，大家都跟着念这样。
And the priest would have some kind of book in front of him and read from the book directly, and he would kneel down and read, and the congregation would follow.
这礼拜所有的要念的文啊，要读的圣经啊，什么。全部都是印好的。
Because when they worship, the content of their mass is completely written out verbatim.
拿一个东西，大家念这样。
And so they would grab the script and just read it.
所以我是看了以后，我就是觉得很感叹呐，哈。虽然那个外表那么壮观，哈。
I was a bit
外观呐，很美丽。
I was a bit surprised because the outside is actually very beautiful.
他们那边啊也很彻底哦，星期六啊，星期日啊，很多的商店通通关起来。
And in that town on Sundays, all the shops would close.
尤其在德国啊，那个商店很少开了。
And in Germany, the store shops don't seem to open very often.
都到礼拜堂里面去做礼拜啊。
Because they are always worshiping in the cathedral.
啊，比美国更彻底。
And I think they're more devoted than we are here.
除了说在那个火车站啊里面的商店哦，其他很多的马路上的商店都关起来的。
You'll find that on Sunday, all the shops outside of the train station would be closed.
虽然这样啊，但是他们就是好像一种形式化，没有生命在里面。
And so when you observe them having mass, it seems like a very like a formality, and there seems to be no life in what they're doing.
所以主耶稣叫我们啊, 就是不要用这种很唠叨的, 很多话, 但是很空洞, 没有意义的词句啊, 来祷告。
So Jesus teaches us that we shouldn't use many, many words to pray and say many insignificant things.
因为能够得到神垂听的祷告是要从你的内心里面发出来。
Because in order for your prayer to be heard before God, you need to express what is in your heart with sincerity.
出于真诚啊, 不在于话多。
And through sincerity, your words don't have to be very complicated.
有时候诚心的祷告啊, 短短几句话也是有功效啊。
Sometimes a sincere prayer can be very short and it's actually very effective.
啊, 所以哈利路亚本身啊, 是一种赞美的话语。
Hallelujah is a word that means praise.
它是非常有意义赞美神的话语。
It's very meaningful because you are praising God.
如果我们反复用哈利路亚在赞美神啊, 这不是一般圣经里面所讲的重复的话。
And so when we say hallelujah, praise the Lord repeatedly, we're not babbling.
啊, 因为属活物啦, 啊, 24个长老啦, 众天使啦, 就是用哈利路亚来赞美神啊。
Because the four living creatures and the elders and the multitude, they all pray saying hallelujah.
啊, 所以我们 圣经里面说啊, 属神的子民啊, 就是一样用哈利路亚来赞美神。
And the Bible tells us that if we are of God, then we will also praise God saying hallelujah.
那就是相当有意义的话, 不是重复话。
This is a very meaningful thing to say, and it's not babble.
啊, 我们继续看, 啊。
Let's continue to read.
我们来看六章第九节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
六章九节以下是主耶稣教导我们怎样祷告。
From verse 9 onward, Jesus teaches us how to pray.
所以我们一般这个叫做祷告文哈。
And we call this the Lord's Prayer.
那这个祈祷文啊, 我们要了解它里面的意义。
When we recite the Lord's Prayer, we need to understand the significance of each clause.
所以我们每一次祷告完, 你又练祈祷文的时候, 你如果了解它的意义啊, 那你就会从内心里面啊, 这样来练, 而不是有口无心。
And so, whenever we recite the Lord's Prayer after we pray, think about what each of the words mean, and not just recite it without thinking.
有时候我们不晓得它的意义啊, 啊, 每一次照着练啊, 好像那个机器在动一样, 哦, 啊, 变成一种形式, 就没有意义了。
And so, if we don't carefully think about what the Lord's Prayer means, we become like a robot reciting this, and it doesn't mean anything anymore.
这个祈祷文短短的, 但是它分成两部分。
The Lord's Prayer is actually very short, but it's divided into two parts.
前面是关于神的部分。
And the first part has to do with the matters of God.
啊, 后面是关于人的部分。
And the second part has to do with the matters of men.
我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说, 我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣。 这里讲到祷告的时候, 第一句话要说, 我们在天上的父, 啦。
Jesus teaches us that when we pray, the first thing we should say is our Father in heaven.
表示说, 我们的祷告是有对象, 是向天父祷告。
This means that our prayer has a recipient, and that is our Father in heaven.
所以我们虽然跪着, 我们不是向空气说话,
so even though we're kneeling, we're not just talking to the air.
我们是在神, 对神讲话,
we're talking directly to God.
因为我们的祷告有目标,
because we have a target of our prayer.
有对象,
and someone is listening to our prayer.
啊, 所以我们的祷告就有功效,
and so our prayer will be effective.
家属说啊, 小孩子在楼下, 他突然间出了事情。
For instance, if a child is downstairs in the house and something happens,
啊, 妈妈在楼上, 他就叫妈妈。
And the mom is upstairs and the child would cry out, Mom.
如果妈妈在楼上听到的话, 他就会答应。
If the mom hears the child calling, then the mother will come down.
啊, 如果妈妈不在楼上, 小孩子就是在叫大声啊, 也没有用。
But if the mother is not there, no matter how loudly the child yells, no one will come.
真的, 如果说我们的祷告没有对象啊, 我们一直讲, 讲再久也没有用。
So truly, if there is no one to listen to our prayers, then we pray in vain.
但是我们的祷告是在向神说话。
But when we pray, we are talking to God.
啊, 神是我们的天父。
And God is our Heavenly Father.
我们在神的面前啊, 尊他为大, 啊, 在他的面前啊, 表示我们的谦卑。
And so we hallow His name and we consider Him great and we humble ourselves before
Him. 用一种很虔诚的态度来向他祷告。
And we pray in a very fervent, sincere manner.
我们看过那个百夫长的祈求啊。
We have read the prayer request of the centurion.
他说我的仆人生病了。
He says, my servant is ill.
主耶稣说我去医治他。
And Jesus said, I'll go heal him.
让他说你到我家里来我不配。
But the centurion said, I'm unworthy to have you under my roof.
因为我上面有长官他叫我做什么我就做什么。
I have a superior officer and whenever he tells me to do something, I will certainly do it.
也有一些兵在我底下我叫他做这个他就做这个。
And I myself am in command of soldiers under me, and when I tell them to do this, they go and do it.
所以你既然是我的主啊, 我怎么可以叫你说你做这个,
and since you are my Lord, how can I tell you to do this and do that?
所以你要到我家来,
so I feel unworthy to have you come to my house.
不过你主要讲一句话,
but if you just give the word,
我仆人的病就会好了,
then I know that my servant's illness will be cured.
所以这个百夫长啊, 他对主耶稣是一种很 恭敬的一种态度。
And so the centurion have a very reverent attitude toward Jesus.
因为他说你是我的主啊, 我怎么可以叫你说你做这个你做那个。
Because he understood that Jesus was his Lord and he couldn't tell Jesus to do this and that.
所以我们对神啊, 向他祷告的态度就是这样, 要尊神为大。
And so when we pray to God, we should have the same attitude, that is, He is greater than we are.
我们要用谦卑的态度向他恳求。
And so we pray to him with a humble attitude.
啊,这位神啊, 他跟我们有非常亲密的父主之间的关系。
And this God in heaven has a very close relationship to us. He is our Father.
父亲总是爱儿女的。
The Father loves His children.
所以儿女有什么需要, 向父亲求, 父亲就会帮助他。
So as long as the child has any need, as long as the child tells the Father, the Father will provide him with what he needs.
所以主耶稣说, 你们虽然不好啊, 但是总会拿好东西给儿女。
And Jesus said, even though you are evil, you know how to provide good things for your children.
啊,何况是天父他岂不将更好的东西给你吗?
And of course, the Heavenly Father who is good will certainly give good things to his children.
岂不把圣灵给求他的人吗?
Wouldn't he give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
父母亲啊, 虽然不好,
even though the father may be evil,
表示人有不完全的地方,
what he means is that man is imperfect,
啊, 能力有不足啊,
and our strength is limited.
所以有时候儿女向他要求, 他虽然想要给他, 但做不到。
So when the child asks something of the father, sometimes the father cannot give the child what he wants.
有时候父母亲啊, 本身也不完全啊, 但是总是爱儿女的。
And even though parents may not be perfect, but they still love the child.
啊, 但是我们的天路啊, 它是完全的, 啊, 它的能力也是完全的。
Our Father in heaven is perfect, and His power is absolute.
当然我们向他恳求的时候, 他就会把更宝贵的东西给我们。
Of course, when we pray to Him, He will give us the very best.
哦, 所以神跟我们之间啊, 有一种属灵的父主之间的关系。
And so our relationship with God is one of a spiritual He is our spiritual father.
让我们知道我们的祈求啊, 更能够得到。
And so we know that our petitions will be heard by him.
啊, 既然我们的天路在天, 我们的父亲在天上,
and even though our father is in heaven,
啊, 表示说我们在地面上, 主是暂时寄居的,
we know that we are simply temporary travelers here on the earth.
因为天上才是我们真正的家乡。
Because heaven is our true home.
所以保罗说啊, 我们都是天上的国民。
Paul says that we are all citizens of heaven.
啊, 我们盼望有一天啊, 我们的天路来到世界, 把我们接回天上去。
And we hope for the day that our Father will come and take us with him to our heaven.
我们就要跟他永远同在了。
So that we can be with him eternally.
啊, 所以这是我们在天上的父的意义。
And so this is a significance of our Father in heaven.
啊, 再来第二句话说, 愿人多尊你的名为圣。
The second phrase is, hallowed be your name.
因为神的名是非常尊贵荣耀神圣的。
Because God's name is worthy of praise and is glorious.
所以神的名是神圣不可侵犯的。
And his name is sacred and we should not use it without
carelessly. 所以我们要尊神的名为圣。
So we need to hallow his name.
要尊神的名为圣就是说, 除了真神以外, 你不可以拜别的神。
And to hallow his name also means that we believe that he is the true God and we shall not worship other gods.
单单侍奉作为独一神,
he is the one and only God, the creator of all.
我们对神的名啊, 要存着敬畏的心啊, 不可以去妄称神的名。
And we should treat God's name with reverence and not misuse it.
不可以轻视了, 随便的把神的名拿来随便的乱用。
And we should not look down on the name of the on the name of God and misuse it.
这是第三条诫命啊, 不可以妄称神的名。
And this is the third commandment that we ought not use the name of the Lord in vain.
也不可以因为我们不好的行为啊, 来羞辱了神的名。
And this also means that we should not use our bad behaviors to shame the name of God.
要积极地在我们身上来荣耀神啊，让神的名得荣耀。
But rather, we should try our very best to do good so that God's name may be glorified.
因为神的名是荣耀啊，神圣的。
Because God's name is glorious and holy.
我们做神的儿女啊，就是要常常荣耀神。
And as children of God, we should glorify our Father.
他说愿神的名能够愿人都能够尊神的名为圣了。May
all peoples on the earth hallow God's name.
要人人都能够来尊神的名为圣，就是要让人人都能够来认识主，来敬拜主。And
for all nations to praise God's name, they must all come to an understanding of the Lord.
那我们就要努力传福音了。And
so this tells us that we should put our best effort to preach.
使万民都能够来认识神，就能够把荣耀归给神了。
When we preach to all nations, then they will come to know God and they will glorify Him.
所以这是第二句话的意义。And
so this is the meaning of the second clause.
我们再看第十节。Let's
look at verse 10.
九章第十节。六章。六章第十节。Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. 愿神的国降临呢。
Your kingdom come.
神的国本来在天上。
God's kingdom is in heaven.
他说，求神的国也同样的降在地面上。
And here, the prayer says that your kingdom come to earth.
天上的国度啊，是神的居所啊，在至高荣耀之处。
And the kingdom of God is where his throne is, and it is glorious and magnificent.
因为神在那里做王, 有千千万万的天使在服侍他。
Because there God is the king, and he has thousands of angels ministering to him.
这个神的国啊, 跟一般世界上的国度不太一样。
And God's kingdom is different from the kingdoms of this world.
我们一般的国家啊, 大概要领土, 要有组织啊, 要有主权嘛, 哦。 当然一般的国家要有三个条件。
Most of the countries in this world have requirements. They need a geographical location.
要有政府吗?
And they need a government.
还要独立的主权。
And they need some kind of authority.
但是神的国啊, 就是神在作王,实行统治的地方, 就是神的国。
And so in God's kingdom, he's the one who is in power.
我们的命运啊，不是掌握在我们自己的手里面。Our
lives are not in our own hands.
因为我们要发生什么事情啊，我们自己没有办法决定。Because
we don't know what is going to happen in our future.
一般的世人啊，因为在罪中啊，所以魔鬼在人的心中作王。And
because men have sinned, the Satan is the king in their hearts.
所以没有办法得到自由。And
so they are not free.
主耶稣啊，要让我们得自由。
But Jesus wants to free us.
所以耶稣如果在我们心中作王啊，我们就能够得到释放，得到自由。
And so if Jesus is the king in our hearts, then we can be freed from sin.
说耶稣的国度啊，要建立在这个世界上。
Jesus' kingdom will be established on this world, in the earth.
说我们今天啊，说来到 我们进到神的家里面啊，这是跟圣徒同国啊，是属神的国度。
And so today, now that we are in the house of God with all the believers, we are entering the kingdom of God.
就是说啊, 这个神的教会啊, 因为神在作王, 这是神的国度。
That is, since in the church, God is the king, and therefore this is his heavenly kingdom.
耶稣曾经讲过说啊, 如果有人跟你们讲说神的国在这里, 神的国在那里, 说你们不要相信, 因为神的国就在你们心里。
Jesus told his disciples, don't listen to the people who say the kingdom of God is here or the kingdom of God is there, because the kingdom of God is in your heart.
如果我们的心啊, 让耶稣做王,
because if in our hearts we allow Jesus to be the
让神在我们心中来统治, 带领我们,
and let God have power in our hearts,
我们能够真正的顺服神的旨意来行事, 就是神在我们心中做王。
And we submit to God's will and do what is pleasing to him, then God is the king in our hearts.
那我们的心中啊, 就是神的国。
And wherever God is the king is the kingdom of God.
因为本来人犯罪, 啊, 魔鬼在人的心中掌权。
Because men have sinned, so Satan has control in men's hearts.
耶稣来到世界就是要败坏魔鬼的作为。
The reason why Jesus came was to destroy the works of Satan.
啊, 公布人这个坚固的引领。
And release the bondage of men.
啊, 把人的心中把它得回来啊, 让人能够来顺服基督。
And release the hearts of men so that they can come and submit to the Christ.
让耶稣在每一个人的心里面来做王。
So that Jesus may be the king in all of our hearts.
啊, 这样来建立神的国度。
And by doing so, establish the kingdom of God in, on earth.
所以人的心, 神的教会都是神在做王的地方, 就是神的国。
So if God is the king in your heart, if God is the king of the church, then this is God's kingdom.
所以耶稣说, 我如果靠着圣灵赶鬼啊, 啊, 就是神的国临到你们当中啊。
Jesus said, if through the power of God I have cast out this demon, then the kingdom of God has come upon this person.
神的灵临到, 啊, 能够把魔鬼赶出去, 啊, 神在我们的心中做王。
So when the Spirit of God comes upon a person, casts out the demon, the Spirit resides there, then this is the kingdom of God.
所以我们要求神啊, 啊, 祂的国能够降临在世界上。
So we pray to God that His kingdom may come to this earth.
啊, 我们知道说这个祷告会实现。
And we know that this prayer will be fulfilled.
因为主耶稣应许说啊, 这个道理要传到世界各地。
Because Jesus said that the gospel will be preached to all the earth.
啊, 把这个教会啊, 把神的国把它建立起来。
And that God's church and his kingdom will be built up.
啊, 慢慢的建设完全以后啊, 啊, 说要把这个国啊, 再献给神啊。
And when the church and the kingdom have been fully established, then it will be offered as a sacrifice to God.
啊, 所以这是最后啊, 神的国啊, 神的教会会完成的。 一个应验, 哎, 预言啊,
and so this is a prophecy concerning the perfection of God's church.
所以这个教会啊, 神的国好像一个新娘子, 最后会装饰整齐, 好像新娘在等候丈夫迎娶一样。
So the church of God, the heavenly kingdom, will be adorned like a bride waiting for the bridegroom.
所以我们相信说, 神的国啊, 会实现在地面上。
So we believe that the kingdom of God will come will exist on earth.
耶稣在我们的心中做王, 在教会里面做王。
Because Jesus is the king in our hearts and he is the king of the church.
啊, 接下来一句话说啊, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 好像行在天上一样。
And the next phrase says, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
因为神的旨意在天上是畅通无阻的。
Because the will of God in heaven is done very freely.
虽然魔鬼想要抵挡神啊, 结果就被摔在地面上。
And when the devil wanted to go against God's will, he was condemned to the earth.
所以神的旨意在天上啊, 是畅通无阻的。
So the will of God in heaven is prevalent.
他说愿神的旨意也同样啊, 能够实行在地面上。
And here we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
好像实行在天上一样。 也就是说我们每一个人啊, 都顺服神的主意, 由神来亲自统领带领我们。
And so what this phrase means that each one of us obeys and submits to God directly.
啊, 我们凡事都是按照神的旨意来行事。
And so that every single thing we do is done according to God's will.
啊, 这个神的旨意就能够在地面上啊, 能够畅通无止。
And by complete submission, then the will of God can be done on earth as prevalently as it is in heaven.
啊, 当然这要我们每一个人啊, 圣灵越来越充满。
This requires that each one of us be more and more filled by the Holy Spirit.
将来才能够实现。
So that this prophecy can come to pass.
所以在以西结书 47章里面啊,
In Ezekiel chapter 47,
说有那个水从圣殿的朝东的门流出来,
that there is water that flows from the east door.
那个水一开始很小啊，啊，只到胳肢骨的地方。
And at first, the water that flows is a trickle.
水慢慢的大,
and slowly the water
flows.
And the flow of the water becomes as deep
as 那这个时候人还可以在水中啊，到处游。 到处走来走去,
when water is knee deep, you can still move around freely in the water.
但这个水越来越大了，到了胸部的时候，人就没有办法在水里面呢，啊，靠自己自由的行动了。
As the water swells and swells up to chest level, neck level, it is harder to move freely in this water.
啊，就要顺着这个水啊，看你流来流去了。
So it becomes that you must follow the current in this water.
啊，这个水就是主的圣灵啊。This
water refers to the Holy Spirit.
当我们圣灵还没有充满的时候，我们充满着人力血气。Before
we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are filled with the will, our own individual wills.
哦，我想要这样，我想那样，很多很多个人的意见。We
may have many opinions about what we want to do.
但是我们如果越圣灵越充满，
But as we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
真正让神在我们心中作王,
and we truly let God be the King in our hearts,
因为神的意念会高过人的意念,
because God's thoughts are higher than God,
神的道路高过人的道路,
His ways are higher than our ways.
我们所想的都是很近的，我们没有办法看到未来。
All the things we can think about are simply the things that are in front of us. We cannot
我们没有办法看到全景。
We cannot see the large picture.
但是神是无所不知的，他能够鉴察一切。
But God knows everything, and He can examine all things.
所以对未来好不好，神都看得很清楚。
So God knows very well with whether you're doing now is good for the future.
所以当我们圣灵还不充满的时候，我们就是凭着我们人的想法、看法在做事。
So when we are not filled with the Holy Spirit yet, we do things according to what we think is right.
假如圣灵越来充满了，我们就能够顺服圣灵，啊，看圣灵怎么带领我们，我们就顺服圣灵的旨意来行。
As we are more filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will learn to submit to the Spirit and do what God wants.
啊，那神的旨意啊，就能够行在地面上，好像行在天上一样了。
And at this point, then God's will be done on earth as freely as it is done in heaven.
所以这也是我们必须要追求的目标。
And so this is a goal that we ought to pursue.
我们在教会从事各样的圣工。
Perhaps there's various sacred work in church.
我们要尊神为大，尊神为王。
We have to put God first and put Him as our King.
按照圣经的道理，在圣灵的带领之下来行事。
And we should do things according to the Bible and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们无论要做什么事情，一定要花很多的时间去祷告。
So no matter what we do, we need to spend a great amount of time to pray about
it. 让圣灵大大充满。
So the Holy Spirit may fill within
让神的旨意啊，能够很明显的让我们每一个人知道。
So that the will of God can be obvious to all.
让我们能够按照圣灵的旨意这样来行事。
And then we can do everything according to the Holy Spirit.
那教会就变成一个目标啊，而不是很多很多的意见。
And so the church will become unified, not scattered with many
虽然我们现在很多人都说，我都是为教会好。
So many people may say, I intend the best for church.
但是往往我们每一个人个人的意志啊太强。
But each one of us, our individual thoughts are too, opinions are too strong.
所以有时候教会就没有办法造成和睦。
So it's sometimes hard to maintain harmony at church.
有时候我们人的意志太强啊，神的旨意就隐藏起来。
So if the will of man is too strong, then the will of God becomes hidden.
所以有时候我们在做什么工作啊，到处都不顺利。
And so, whenever we try to do any kind of sacred work, it never goes through smoothly. Because we don't allow God's will to appear.
所以这三个祷告啊，都是有关神的方面。
And so the last three things we studied have to do with matters of God.
所愿神的名啊，愿人都能够尊神的名为圣。
May His name be hallowed.
愿神的国能够降临在地面上。
And may His kingdom come on earth.
神的旨意能够在地面上啊畅通无止。
And may His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是有关神方面啊应该祷告的目标。
And so these are the goals of our prayer that have to do with the matters of God.
再来接下来是有关我们人方面的祈求的内容。
The following clauses have to do with the matters of men.
请看6章11节。
Let's continue to read chapter 6 verse 11.
说我们日用的饮食啊，今日赐给我们。 我们每天的食物啊，都是神的赏赐。
All the food we eat every day is a something we receive from God.
所以，我们每天啊，饮食的时候应当感谢。
And so whenever we eat food, we should say grace and thank God.
啊，有的人说啊，说吃饭感谢，那个喝水要不要感谢？所有的东西啊，因为都是神赏赐的，当然要感谢啊。
And so some people say, do we have to be thankful for water or just thankful for the food? But God created everything, so we should be thankful for everything.
啊，当然我们有需要的时候啊，我们求神每天是饮食给我们。
And so when it comes to our need, maybe we need to pray to God to ask to give us food.
啊。像以色列民在旷野的时候，因为没有食物。
Like when the Israelites were in the wilderness, there was no food for them.
那就神每天啊，就从天上降玛拿给他们吃。
And so God sent manna from heaven every day for them to eat.
我听到早期的一些工人见证。
I heard some testimonies from some early workers.
以前在印度那边的信徒很穷。
In India, the early believers in India were very, very poor.
啊，有时候没有工作啊，那一天就没有面包。
And so if for one day they did not work, then they would not eat that day.
所以传道人就告诉他们说，你们一方面努力工作啊，一方面求神啊，是给你们啊每天入用的饮食。
And so the pastor told them that you should work hard and also pray to God that he may grant you your daily bread.
因为基本的生活需要啊，就是神会赏赐的。
Because our daily necessities God will grant to us.
啊，但是不是光靠我们自己去努力。
And it doesn't just depend on how hard we work for it.
因为才能智慧啊，机会啊，都是神赏赐的。
Because ability, wisdom, and opportunity are all given by God.
所以我们不要光靠自己的聪明才智，我们要晓得靠神。
So don't just rely on your own wisdom or smarts. We should rely on God.
然后我们为着每天的饮食，我们可以祷告神，那不必为明天忧虑。
And so for our daily bread, we should pray to God, but do not worry about tomorrow.
好像以利亚的时代啊，遍地饥荒。
For instance, in the time of Elijah, there was a famine in the land.
神叫他说，你去躲在那个基利西旁。
And the Lord told him to hide near a river.
啊，以利亚没有因为说啊，在那边遍地都饥荒啊，他食物要哪里来？
Elijah did not say to God, "There is no food anywhere. Why are you sending me there?"
神说，差遣那个乌鸦每天早晚叼饼跟啊肉来给他吃啊。
But God had sent a crow to go out and gather food, and the crow would bring food to Elijah every day.
啊，一直到溪水没有了，神就说：“你到一个寡妇家里。”
And until the day the river dried up, God told Elijah to go to a widow's house.
啊，那个寡妇只剩下一把面一点油啊。
And the widow only had a bit of oil and a bit of flour.
她本来想说：“我点个柴啊，做个小饼给我儿子吃了，就等死了。”
And she had planned to cut some wood and bake some bread and eat it with her son and die.
以利亚说：“啊，你不要怕，你做个小饼给我吃。”
And Elijah said to this widow, "Don't be afraid. First, make me some bread.
然后为你跟你的儿子做饼。”
And then make bread for you and your son.
因为神说你的面跟油不会减少。
Because God has said that you will never run out of oil or flour.
啊，这个妇人啊，凭着信心就照这样做。
And so this woman, by faith, did what Elijah commanded.
天天有吃不完的面跟饼。
And truly, every day the flour and the oil never ran out.
啊，不是说啊，神一下子就把它变得很多很多的食物给他。
God did not instantly transform this small bit of food into
abundance. 而是同样的一把面一点油啊，但是天天就是用不完。
It's still the same small amount of oil and small amount of flour, but every day they would have enough.
所以我们入用的饮食啊，我们可以求神赏赐，神不会让我们缺乏的。
So we can pray to God for our daily bread because He will not let us go needy.
啊，有人说啊，这个信心是不是一种冒险？信心的行为是不是冒险呢？
Is our faith, when we put faith in God, is it like a risk?
就你真正的信心啊，你就能够看到信心的结果。
And if you have true faith, then you will see the fruit of your faith.
啊，所以你天天啊，就有享用不完的食物啊。
And so every day you will have enough food to eat.
好像以色列人天天啊，就有吃不完的玛拿。
Just like the Israelites in the wilderness, every day they had enough manna to sustain.
啊，不是一下子降很多玛拿，而是每天每天呐、啊，你捡每天的份。
God did not rain a whole bunch of manna in one day, but rather just enough for each day's needs.
啊，每天的食物啊，神就赏赐给你。
And so God grants them the daily bread.
再来十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
说免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
那这个债啊，在路加福音里面讲的是罪。
And debts, as recorded in Luke, refers to sins.
所以我们要求天父啊，赦免我们的过犯，我们的罪过啊，我们就要先去赦免别人的过犯。
If we want our Heavenly Father to forgive our sins, then we must first forgive those who have sinned against us.
因为我们能够饶恕别人，赦免别人啊，啊，天父才会饶恕赦免我们。
Because if we are willing to forgive others' people's debts, then God will forgive our own debts.
以前的早期的教会啊，早期我们教会啊，不读这个啊祈祷文的了。
In the early church, we did not recite the Lord's Prayer.
因为他们说啊，我们的罪都已经主耶稣赦免了，啊，怎么我们还要求主耶稣赦免我们的罪？
Because they said that our sins have already been washed away by Jesus Christ, so why should we ask God to forgive our sins?
后来道理慢慢明白以后，才知道说啊，原来要读这个祈祷文。
And after they studied the scriptures more carefully, they realized that they should recite the Lord's Prayer.
虽然我们过去的罪啊，主耶稣的宝血完全把我们洁净。
So even though our sins in the past have been cleansed away by Jesus' blood,
但是我们的生活当中啊，可以说是常常都在得罪神啊。
But we can say that in our daily lives, we frequently sin against God.
因为约翰一书第三章里面说啊，违背律法就是罪。
Because in 1 John chapter 3, he writes that if you have sinned, if you have broken a commandment, it is a sin.
律法里面有很多该做的事情，你没有去做。
There are many things in the law that you should do.
啊，不该做的你去做了，就是有罪了。
And if you didn't do what you should be doing, then that is also a sin.
雅各书说，你知道好的事情你不做就是罪。
And in James he writes that if you know of something good that you should do and you do not do it, then that is a sin.
所以如果按照圣经的标准来讲啊，我们几乎是天天都在罪中，天天都在得罪神。
So by the standards set forth in the Bible, we sin against God on a daily basis.
所以约翰一书啊，第一章里面就讲。
So in 1 John he writes.
说我们如果认为我们自己没有罪啊，就是欺骗人。
If we think that we are sinless, then we have deceived ourselves.
神的道就不在你当中了。
And the word of God is not in you.
说我们要承认我们的罪。
We have to confess our sins.
神是信实的，他就要赦免我们一切的不义。
God is true, and He will forgive all of our inadequacies.
所以按照神的标准啊，其实我们很多啊。都违背神的命令啊，得罪神啊。
By God's standards, many of us, we have fallen short of what He is expecting, and we have all sinned against Him.
所以我们要常常祷告，求神来饶恕我们，赦免我们的罪啊。
So we have to frequently pray to God and ask Him to forgive our sins.
但是我们要求神饶恕我们以前啊，我们要能够先饶恕别人对我们的过犯。
But before we ask God for the forgiveness of our sins, we have to forgive those who have sinned against us.
彼得说啊，有一个人得罪我。
Peter said, someone sinned against
me. 啊，我赦免他了。
And I have forgiven him.
啊，他连续一天啊，七次得罪我，我都赦免他了，够不够？
And he consecutively has sinned against me 7 times, and I have forgiven him 7 times.
耶稣说，不够了，要70个7次了。
And Jesus said, that is not enough. You have to forgive him 70 times, 7 times.
也就是说，人家得罪你的时候，你要毫无条件的完全赦免。
That is to say, when someone has sinned against you, you should forgive them freely, without condition.
因为我们很多很多的过犯啊，神都饶恕我们，赦免了我们了。
Because many of our past sins, God has forgiven us.
那假如我们不晓得去赦免、饶恕别人的话，天父将来也不饶恕我们。
However, if we do not know how to forgive other people and forgive their sins against us, then our Heavenly Father will not forgive our sins either.
另外最后一句说啊，不要叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
The last phrase says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
啊，就是不要陷入那个试探的陷阱里面去了。
So we pray that God does not let us fall into this pit of temptation. 啊。